Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. What a great day it is today, and we're glad you're with us. If you are with us, you're with Dr. Dave Stoop and Mylon Yurkovich. And Mylon, you doing all right today?
I'm doing very well.
Super. And we've got Dr. Dave Stoop is here in the house.
I'm here.
And Larry Sonnenberg is hitting it off right off the bat here with us. Larry.
Boy. Hey, Steve.
Now, let me tell you why. We're raising $1.5 million, and here's why. Because we want to see people get help. Larry was just at the Everyman's Battle workshop. And, Larry, what do you think? I mean, every day somebody else is coming out in the media about, somebody's accused of sexual harassment or something worse. And do you think that's impacting how many guys are getting help now?
I do think it's impacting because we just had 80 guys in Dallas, and we haven't had 80 guys in Dallas for quite a while.
Oh, that is exciting. And, that is the way it ought to be. That's what God does. He takes evil stuff, turns it into good stuff. And just give us 2 minutes of what happened in Dallas. Because somebody that is not getting help for whatever reason could just take care of it today.
It's one of the most amazing things that we do. We had, when guys come in, I say this over and over, they don't even want to acknowledge or look you in the eye. I mean, they just can't handle where they are. The shame is prevalent. And within 24 hours or 30 hours even, these guys are sensed with hope. Their shame is being released. They are coming alive. It's a wonderful thing. You know, we had a guy there whose homeland was originally Rwanda. And he survived the genocide. Thank you. But his father didn't, and he witnessed his father being killed and chopped to pieces, and it was horrible.
It was horrible.
And he said, I'm amazed by the love I've experienced here. Mm-hmm. Words, emotions, and the openness I never experienced in my entire life.
Wow.
I'm empowered, equipped, and at the same time made aware of the battle ahead. I'm accepted and connected with a band of brothers ready to support me throughout my future battles. And he just goes on to express thanks. And it's just the best thing we do, along with everything else we do.
You know, a lot of times men are, when they're stressed or traumatized, sex becomes an escape for them. It's a stress reliever, and then it gets out of hand, and it goes into a world that the person's no longer in charge.
Steve, it's a survival strategy that doesn't work very well.
Steve,
very
I think all this media stuff with the Hollywood folks and the politicians that are being accused of sexual assault.
And the media people,
yeah. I think that there are guys that are thinking, I better get to help with this because I don't want to be, maybe I won't be in the news, but I don't want to be revealed.
Well, and if that's you, you can call us and we'll help you. But maybe this isn't your problem, but maybe you want to help somebody. You know, we've had tens of thousands of guys come through Every Man's Battle workshop. Thousands of people got help through this ministry at our workshops other than Every Man's Battle. And we want you to come along and help us raise the money to get more people the help that they need. It's hurting our society. It hurts families, hurts the church, hurts the kingdom of God. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help us. Now, right now, we're going to do a radio program, and that phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops, and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. It is Steve Arterburn here, and we'd love for you to join us. And the only way you can do that is if you call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And I want to encourage folks, this is a great time of the year to motivate people to get help and motivate people to help us. If you have a story, we would love for you to post that story on Facebook or do a little tiny story on Twitter, wherever it is. If you could, please do it and let us know that you did it. We would love to see that about New Life. You can go to our Facebook page and do it at New Life with Steve Arterburn on Facebook. But right now, it is our privilege, it is our honor to go to Vine Grove, Kentucky, and talk to Andrea, who is listening to us on the internet, which is pretty easy to do. Andrea, welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. Thank What's you. Going on in your life today?
Thank you for your time. I really don't know how to start. I'm married. I've been married 2 years. And okay. I have left my husband four times.
Oh.
This is
four times
a few days ago, and it's an anger issue. He explodes over just simple, ordinary little, you know, we can be talking about things that we don't agree on, and it always ends up, you know, him screaming in my face or just blowing up and saying demeaning things. He doesn't cuss, or he just says, like, you, and he tries.
He's emotionally
to turn it
abusive.
All on
me. He's emotionally abusive, but he doesn't.
Yes.
Has he hit you?
No, he's never hit me, but he's just very, he views his spirituality with it. He's very condescending. I'm not saying I'm perfect by no means. I know that I've got. You know, I blew up and got mad because he's hurt me so much.
Well, sure.
You know, it's after the fact.
Right.
So I just need to know, what do I need to do? I've set a boundary. He's still trying to text me and things. I'm not answering. I told him that I was going to get help on my own. Now he's saying he wants to get counseling. But, you know, before he said it was humanistic and it was going to man and not God. And
we don't
religious side.
Hey, we don't care what he said before. What we care is that he said he'd get counseling. Now, see, we're always interested in a little break in the wall. And so, Mylon, why don't you start us off? He was really against counseling.
Yeah.
She's made the move. She made a bold move there. Now he's saying, okay, I'm going to get some help.
So, Andrea, I'm going to say something you may not have wouldn't have imagined I would say, but your husband needs to learn to cry. What do I mean by that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said your husband needs to learn to cry. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, if you find a counselor, you need to find a counselor that will help your husband face his history and his past and his childhood or adolescence or other traumatic events in his life where he can actually grieve. You can count to 10 to try to manage anger, or you can grieve, which he's been hurt. He's been harmed. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
if
he
and if he learns to to acknowledge the breadth and the depth and the power of that hurt, how it's still animating him, and he learns to grieve, and you can be there in couples counseling as a comforter and as a listener. Mm-hmm. That's what he needs. And I've seen a lot of angry, controlling people really grow that way and heal as they as the anger goes out via the grief and the tears.
Well, okay, well, what do I do as far as he says that he's not got any past problems, that he's healed?
Yeah. Well, he's not healed. Otherwise, he wouldn't be angry.
But see, he said he would go to counseling, and that will be the counselor's job to deal with that. So you don't have to worry about any of that.
You got to get a counselor that understands grieving.
Him? Should we be together? Or?
Yes. Always together. The interesting thing, Andrea, is that grieving has two facets. Mm-hmm. It has anger as protest, mm-hmm. and it has sadness as resignation. And men tend to do the angry thing and get stuck. Mm-hmm. And he thinks he's been healed, but he's got some work to do to implement that healing. And probably a lot of it has to do with his father and the issues that he had with his father and may still have with his father. So one of the things I would do if I were you is I'd get him to talk about what was his relationship like with his father. What was his father like when he was growing up? And was he, just get him to talk about it. But when you go to a counselor together, make sure you go to a counselor that works with couples, and make sure you go to a counselor that understands grief, because Byron's right on in that he's stuck in the anger and he doesn't know how to do the sadness. And so everything is just kind of in limbo. And he's got to do the sadness to move through it.
Yeah. And every time you disagree with him, it feels like a control issue.
But the thing is, we want to help her know what to do. She doesn't need to get into any of these kind of discussions with him. She needs to say, okay, if you want us to get back to
more and more. And,
So you say to him, all right, I heard you. You said you would get counseling now. If you get counseling with me and I have the appointment set and here's where it is, then we can let that be the first step toward us getting back together. I'll meet you there. But if you say, let's move back in, let's act like everything's great and go get some counseling, then you got a good chance that he's not going to follow through. And now you're right back where you were. So you need to say to him, thank you for being willing to get counseling. I know that's a big step for you. I know you don't really think it's a great thing. And then you go get the counsel. You ask him to show up. Otherwise, guys, don't you think? I mean, she's just going to it's just going to be a waste of time.
Yeah, she needs to let the counselor do the leadership here. It's going to be very difficult for her to do that. I agree with you, Steve.
Well, okay. I still think that getting him to talk about his father. You know, the interesting thing is that when David slew Goliath in Samuel, you know, there's a scene where he brings the severed head to King Saul, and King Saul's curiosity is piqued because he can't believe that this young man could be so brave. And what's he say to David? He says, "Tell me about your father." Hmm. And that has always struck me as profound, in that Saul recognized there must have been something unique about his relationship with his father. Now, it wasn't his earthly father, because that's questionable, but he had an incredible relationship with his heavenly father that really brought it all together. And Saul saw that. So maybe all you do is tell me about your relationship with your father when you were a kid. What did you wish he would do?
Okay, Dave. I'm just gonna. I hate to disagree with you here, but look, this guy's full of rage, and I just think if she can get him in front of a counselor, mm-hmm. versus if she says to him, okay, well, I think you ought to start talking about your dad to me, he's going to go back to this. He's already told her, I don't have any problems from my past. And it could just cause an outbreak again of rage.
Yeah, that's possible.
And anger. But I do think once that counseling session has happened, if he isn't talking about his dad, that's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah.
And I think she should after that. But we're always up against a man's resistance to get help in these situations. And once he says, I'll get it, boy, you want to really go with. And be sure you don't do anything until that help is given, or he'll just have, well, you know, I had second thoughts now that I'm back with you and I'm in control again. So you just want to be sure that you don't move too quickly. I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I think that's going to help you. And I'm going to send you How We Love, which is going to help both of you understand how you got into this situation and how do you get out. So you hold on, and we'll get that to you. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number to call if you want to join us on the air. 1-800-229-3000. We want to help you, but you have to call us first. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Chuck, St. Louis, Missouri. Listens on Sirius XM satellite radio, and that's at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I listen to your program every day. I'm a truck driver, and I love your program.
Thank you.
I've been married for 5 years now, guys, and I love my wife. I love her dearly. We're Christians, and we serve the Lord to the best of our ability in our church. And what I'm about to tell you makes me feel like it's my fault that I'm falling short in our marriage, and she does not deserve it. She deserves better than what I'm giving her. When we got married 5 years ago, we became friends at a workplace for a couple of years before we ever got married, and there was no sexual activity until the night we were married. And we honored that. And however, the reason we got married, guys, is really wasn't because I felt like I was just totally in love with this woman. I cared about her, and you know, at that time, I love her deeply now. But I was reading the book of James, I believe it's chapter 3, where he tells us the things from heaven and the things from the earth. And I was coming out of a terrible, terrible relationship, and I'm a 3-time loser in marriage. I ran in the darkness for many years on drugs and addicted to sex and all that darkness. And thank God he brought me out of all that. When I was reading that scripture, you know, when I thought about this person that I was in a relationship sort of at that time, I just felt turmoil and anxiety and fear and anger and all that. And when I thought about the lady I'm married to now and being married to her with a family, you know, in a home and security and stability and all that, I felt peace and I felt harmony and I felt good about it.
So, David, you got to get to something we can help you with, my friend. What's the problem right now?
Well, my wife is, I'm 6'1", weigh 330 pounds, and it's all in my belly, okay? And I feel like if I expect change, it should start with myself. I haven't had the willpower to do anything about it as of yet. I've never been attracted to my wife in a physical sense, and I'm still not today. And in a loving way, I told her that before we ever got married. And she says she doesn't have a problem with it, but I feel like I'm depriving her of intimacy, of romance, because I just have very little desire to be intimate with her. But I love her, and I wouldn't trade her for anything. So I don't know what to do about this. I've prayed about it, and I've asked the Lord to help me see her through his eyes instead of my fleshly eyes. And, you know, there's no doubt that I love this woman dearly, and she knows it.
So I have a recommendation for you that may sound a little strange, Chuck, but it would be for you to go to Every Man's Battle. And the reason is Every Man's Battle is about learning to create a shift in your mind from, and you said to us as a part of your disclosure here that you had a sexual addiction, and people that have sexual addictions see females as objects. And one of the things that all three of us here can testify to that we see over and over and over again is that when a person is breaking away from sexual addiction and they actually look at a person no longer as an object, their wife no longer as an object, but as a person, it's very hard to become sexually aroused, sexually active, sexually interested in a real live person because they're more complicated than fantasy. And so I recommend that you start there because the New Life and Jason Martinkus and the whole crew does an amazing job of reorienting who it is we're looking at as we look at our spouses. And I would start there as a starting spot. Steve?
Hold on. We've got some more for you right after this. 1-800-229-3000.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the Every Man's Battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're talking with Chuck. And Chuck, this is what happens sometimes, is we make a great change, which I think you've obviously done. You've made a big change. But when we turn our lives around, it just doesn't fix everything. You know what I mean, buddy? Are you there?
I believe in Christ, you're a new creation.
But you know what that means? That means that we can be forgiven for all that stuff that we've done, right?
Yeah.
Old things are passed away. All things are become new. But that doesn't say that we have all the wisdom in the world that we need to live a victorious Christian life. You know, when a baby's born, all things are new. But that baby, just like a baby Christian, can't do everything. And so what we want you to do is to follow through and get like a concentrated discipleship program over a weekend with us. Go through Every Man's Battle, and it will change your perspective. you'll see that the healing process, when you've got this sexual integrity problem that you had, it's not just about turning away from the pornography or affairs or temptation or anything like that. It's what you turn to. Mm-hmm. And it's, I wish it was just as simple as, I used to do this, became a Christian, now I don't. But there's some character work that needs to be done. Now, you mentioned you have a weight problem. I want to show you what we've got for you guys here. If you decided you wanted to live a completely different life, we would ask you to come to Living Light January the 26th, right after you went to Every Man's Battle on January the 12th. Or you'd go to Living Light on the 26th and go to Every Man's Battle on February the 9th. Or then, hopefully, you both could come to Intimacy in Marriage on February the 16th. That fixes so many people's sexual intimacy problems. It's unbelievable. Then she could go on the 23rd of February to Restore for women who have had relationship with somebody with a sexual integrity problem. And either one of you could go to Take Your Life Back March 16th in Orange County. Those are the intensives that we do. They're the workshops where you don't just listen to somebody speak, but you go into a group and you get help from a Christian counselor. Now, when people give to us, that's what they're giving to. Folks experiencing that. And you know, here's what's amazing to me. We were just talking about this the other day. If you give to a child in Africa who's starving and you are excited, like I've been supporting two kids for years, and I actually got to meet them. Well, it's a wonderful thing to get to meet them. What's so amazingly wonderful about us at New Life is we don't just meet people. We go on trips with people that we've helped, and they serve on our board, and we're in their lives. And it's just like nothing you've ever seen. We are integrated into their lives, and we get excited, more and more excited all the time about getting to see what's going on. And so that's the same with you. When you support us, you'll be part of all of these folks, that we're part of their lives. We're integrated with them. And so if you can help us, help us. But maybe you're in a situation like Chuck. There are several things that would benefit you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us see what might work best. We got some great people that will do anything they can to help you. But you got to call us first, either to support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or to get the help that you want and need. And David from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, not Pittsburgh, $25 toward our $1.5 million goal. And Gail from Pueblo, Colorado, $50. Please help us if you possibly can. I'm telling you, it is a tight, tight ministry, and every dollar goes to either supporting or helping. And we're either buying time on radio or just we've got the fewest, shortest, smallest staff for what we do. We're paying salaries or we're getting scholarships for people to go to those workshops. So call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and do exactly what David and Gail did and support us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you do, I'll send you the 30th anniversary calendar for next year. Pretty exciting calendar, great, wonderful, beautiful photography on it. Let's go to Chuck. Well, we went to Chuck. We already talked to Chuck. Sorry about that. Now, let's go to, how about David over here at WAVA. David, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
Good. How can we help you today, David? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
I'm dealing with a significant other of mine.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot of, different things and characteristics have been coming up. And one in particular that I've been researching is called a Jezebel spirit.
My question
is, how does all of the counseling that I hear from you guys, serving, more or less a woman dealing with an angry husband or whatever the case, and the Jezebel spirit may be within the woman, mm-hmm. but you're addressing the man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how that correlates to addressing the whole overall couple.
Okay. We're going to help you right after this, okay? You hold on. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip, and that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
What he means by that.
All right, we're back, and really glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And David, you still with us, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on. I just have to tell people that Michelle from Clayton, North Carolina, gave us $25. So did Jeff from Waco. But listen to this. Bonita from Knoxville is helping us with $800, and we're grateful for that. But I'm also grateful that David has called, and he's asked about our approach and the Jezebel spirit that can exist. Milan, you want to start us off, and then Dave?
Sure. David, would you put other words to quote-unquote the Jezebel spirit? Just tell me what that defines or describes to you in your marriage.
I just say, for lack of a better word, manipulation, accusation, stuff like that.
So a person who accuses you?
Yes.
Or tries to
smear your character over something, you know, not that big of an issue.
Okay, so they overreact. They do the infraction.
Yes.
Doesn't match the reaction.
Yes.
Okay.
They, what do you call it? What's the word for it?
Where?
I forget the word.
What word?
Where it's a overreaction, like a bigger, making something bigger than what it
sure.
is.
Sure. Okay, so we're talking about perhaps an angry, accusational person who is
yeah.
overreactive. And you know what's
yeah.
interesting, David, is, you know, we have a lot of people call the show. A lot of women call, and in fact, they're calling about their husbands. So sometimes we can end up talking
yeah.
about men a lot. But, you know, there are men and women who have this same, quote-unquote, Jezebel spirit. They are people
That's the part. That's kind of why I called in, because I heard the woman
okay.
call in.
So what I'm let me finish saying what I want to say here, that we have
okay.
both men and women can be manipulative, accusational, angry, and overreactive.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
In your particular case, this feels like your wife. And that's why we say, you know, a lot of times people talk about the differences between men and women. When we use the attachment lens of attachment history, both men and women can have similar characteristics with respect to the reactivity levels. And so odds are that your wife has hurt, pain, abandonment. She has something in her past that caused her to feel alone, that caused her to feel isolated or rejected. And so she's highly reactive in her adulthood. And it could be a woman calling saying, this is true about my husband. And my answer would be the very same thing. We have to look at our histories. Dave, go ahead. Go ahead, David.
Could that be some kind of like abuse in their past?
Yes,
or something like that.
It could be abuse. It could be neglect. It could be abandonment. It could be betrayal. It could be any harm.
Okay.
See, and it especially gets complicated when it's a combination of abuse one day and you're my little princess the next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when it really gets rough.
Great point.
Well, the key word in it all is reactive, which means it's coming out of the context of the relationship, and in that you're triggering something that is unfinished in her, and she's triggering something that's unfinished in you. And so think of it as an interactive problem that involves both of you. Because the more you try to figure out her part of it without figuring out your part of it, the more resistance you're going to encounter, and you won't get very far with it, because there's always a reason for it, and the reason goes way back, but it's also something in the here and now that's triggering what's in the past.
Well, I've discovered what it was, but a lot of people that are around us, like, you know, family members or whatever the case, they don't want to expose it because it's a secret. And I know.
So what is it? What are you talking about? What's the big secret?
I think it's molestation.
Let me tell you why that needs to be dealt with. Because unless that person is deceased, then somebody else could still be at risk all these years later.
So what are you saying? I didn't catch that last part.
I said one reason that it needs to be dealt with is because if that person's still alive, most of the time, people don't just stop. They're doing what they do up into the later years. I was at a friend's house, and the little children were in the backyard of an old man's home and looked over there, and I saw this guy was molesting their children. An old man. So we have to deal with it. We can't cover it up or let it go unattended.
Well, and you've got to make it safe enough for her to remember and to share it with you.
Well, no, I mean, in terms of myself being the new newlywed into the family, I think that once I discovered this and exposed it, then everybody, you know, kind of get upset with me for exposing it.
Well, see, this is an issue, David, between you and your spouse. This isn't a family affair. You need to deal with your spouse and help her face her history.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it relates to you. So this doesn't have to be a public matter. This can be simply, you know what, this reactivity has a history. Come with me and listen to a radio show that I was on today and listen to their answers, and we're suggesting, as we did earlier in the show, that you go to a therapist that isn't about here and now, but it's also about acknowledging our past and our history and our traumas.
You need to be with somebody that knows how to deal with that.
How to make
it feel safe.
Really want to recommend that you not refer to it when you're talking with her as she has a Jezebel spirit or something. You want to connect with her. Labels like that can really be disconnecting. So say to her, you know, I love you. I care about you. And I know if you say something unkind or mean to me, it's not because that's what you want, or that's why you got married. There's something in there, and I want to help you with that. And you let her know you're there for her, and you're going to be there for her. I think that's your best approach. Now, let me send you a copy of Dave's book, Smart Love. It's going to help you guys deal with each other. I hope that you'll use it. And please consider you guys getting some counseling, and we'll let you know. We have a whole network of counselors that are really good at this exact kind of stuff. You can, anybody can find out about them at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go over here to Kathy from Nashville, Tennessee. She listens on Sirius XM 131 at 12 noon, her time, 12 Central. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. What can we help you with today?
My situation that I've run into is, in the past, I've been married two times, both of them ending in divorce. Mm-hmm. I just ended a 10-year relationship with the man. All three of the people that were significant others in my life were sexual addicts. Now, after the loss of this last relationship, I just feel 100% dead inside to men. The thought of sex or any kind of, you know, attraction, all of that is gone. There is a disgusting feeling when, you know, there's any comment or, you know, suggestion of a closer relationship. I haven't been in any relationships, and I don't want any because of just feeling like I'm dead, you know, even feeling like a nun of some sort because there is zero interest. And what can I do to make myself feel whole again to get over this effect that it's had on me?
Oh, that's a great, great question. You know, I think the first step has been taken. Number one, you realize what's going on. You realize how you feel. A lot of people just go and they feel dead. They don't know what it is, and they just stay dead. Second thing is you want to do something about it, and sometimes these feelings of deadness, it's almost like when we are in an accident, we're in shock. It saves our lives. Deadness can be a great gift, and, well, you hear the music here, so I've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to give you some help. Okay. I'm so glad that you called. So many other people are feeling exactly the same way you are. And with all of the things in the media about men that are abusive, women, they're being triggered. It's hurtful all over again. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to New Life Live. When I also, at the break here, if you can call us and say, I want to help you. I want to help you raise the money here at the end of the year to stay on every station we're on, to continue to help thousands of people in these weekend experiences that transform lives, create redemptive relationship. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And Kathy has been mistreated, been cheated on. She wants nothing to do with men three times, and she feels dead inside. I want to address the deadness in a minute. But Dave, you want to start us off here? What do you think would be great for Kathy to do in the beginning here?
Well, I think the best thing you can do, Kathy, is to go to the Restore workshop for mm-hmm. women, because it's designed for people like yourself to kind of get reoriented to the reality of life. Mm-hmm. But you've been traumatized, and if you kind of keep it inside and don't talk about it, it'll kind of simmer there. You called us, which is a good first step, and I think you've got to have some women around you that you trust, that you can share the struggle and the feelings, because they're valid feelings. And if they don't lessen, then get into counseling or get into that weekend on Restore. Because it's really for women who have been burned badly by men's sexual addictions, and mm-hmm. it's designed for that.
I'm gonna send you a copy also of Take Your Life Back. I think that's gonna help you. But you know, Dave is right. If you were able to go to Restore, you would be with these other women who have been hurt by men, and so first of all, you'd realize what you're feeling is normal, given what you've been through, and you're not alone. And I think there's just so much value in that, in the healing process, to know, number one, I'm not weird, but secondly, there are others here that can, you know, relate to me and then support me once I leave.
You know, you develop thoughts about yourself that where you evaluate yourself in a negative way, and blame yourself. That's a typical kind of response to what you've been through. And listening to other women share their stories, it's like, oh boy, it's not me. It's a combination of me and somebody, and how that doesn't work.
Mylon, your thoughts here.
Kathy, I'm so sorry this happened to you. I really am. It's a brutal thing for women to feel hurt and abused like this. But with three times, Kathy, I want to encourage you to take some responsibility for, how did I pick these guys?
Got a broken picker.
Exactly.
And how many times did I go to premarital counseling with each one before I said yes, or got deeply involved, or started becoming sexually active with them? Because, you know, the phrase, let the buyer beware, you know, it's, do we really have a way of researching? The majority of men are very much stuck in this thing called pornography. And on the radio show, Steve came up with this. I love this, how he says this. It's, you know, when women are dating men, the question they need to ask them is, so tell me about your journey with pornography. It's not to ask, have you ever looked at pornography? It's to say, tell me about your journey with pornography and illicit sexual activity. Because the assumption is the majority of men have headed down this road, and it's a minority of men who haven't. And I really say, look, if you felt more in control, like the next person I date, I'm going to really put them through a very strong process of investigation if I get serious with them. And I want to make sure I pick a wholesome man that we've had very honest conversations with. We've had great premarital counseling. We've gone through a couple of years of abstinence. If you say no to a guy on a date that I'm not having sex, and he asks you out again, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Exactly, and that's what I do. You know, I don't hop into sexual relationships with any of the men.
Good.
You know, my first marriage, I was actually a virgin, which was real unusual for that time frame, and I'm in my upper 50s now, and, you know, and I don't have the need to sleep around. I never have.
Well, that's good.
You know, that's something that has 100% been in the marriage.
Right.
And, you know, that's why, you know, now it kind of surprises me. There's no issue with me turning it off.
Yeah.
But there is an issue with the fact that I just am repulsed. The whole thing just doesn't
I don't blame
now.
You. I don't blame you.
You know, I've been through a lot of therapy and, you know, spoke with counselors and, you know, and they pretty much say, well, you know, boys will be boys or...
Oh, that's
you
know, too bad.
That's the attitude that lets it continue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wish we had more time.
Like, oh, you need to leave.
Yeah, I wish we had more time. I'm going to send you two, but I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, and I'm also going to send you Is This the One? Because it's just a great way of looking at what we leave out in that dating process and what we need to put in there. And, you know, one of the things in that book, Is This the One? It talks about, you know, a man saying that he's a Christian really isn't saying anything. You just, you know, a lot of people, they're just looking for a man who says he's a Christian, but that is not necessarily an indicator of quality and depth of character there. But I'll send that to you.
Gotta go deeper.
Yeah, you really do. Well, I don't have a lot of time here, but we do thank you for listening to us. And we thank you for supporting us. I'm going to do another program after this with Mylon and Dave. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. Now, I think you've heard us talk about all the things that we do here, whether it's tv.newlife.com, a video bank of videos there that you could hear Mylon and Dave talk about so many different subjects and myself also. It's such a great resource. The 1-800 number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll find a counselor for you, or we'll find a workshop, or there'll be a book, or a tape, or a DVD, or a CD. We've got things there that can help you, and we've gone to a lot of trouble to be sure that they're quality things. So, but you've got to call us, look into it, find out about it, and then you can benefit from it. The other thing is that not only do we want you to call us for help, but we've never, ever needed your help more than we need it right now. There are radio stations that we will not be able to stay on if you can't help us in an amazing way. We need essentially more help than we got last year. November, people came through for us, helped us raise more than $500,000, and then that leaves us with our final month of fundraising, and that's $1.5 million. And we can do that if you will do your part. If you're grateful for something that we've done for you or your family, if you can respond by helping some others, oh, it would be so great. You do it by calling us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, just like these other folks here. It's an encouragement to other people when you give. We've mentioned the workshops, and let me run through them again. The next one that we have is Every Man's Battle on January the 12th. And what a great way to start the year off with sexual integrity and sexual purity. You could do that. And then Living Light, we do our weight loss program once a year. Oh my goodness, the things that you learn there that you don't get anywhere else, it will change your life. And then Intimacy in Marriage, February the 16th, that weekend, so powerful, so amazing to see what kind of change can take place in a weekend, and then you just keep putting it all together. Intimacy in Marriage, February 16th, and then Restore is February the 23rd. So whether it's weight loss, intimacy, restoration, or Take Your Life Back, March the 16th, they all are there for you. You just have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And also, help us get people there that can't afford it. We have so many people that would go if they could afford it. So many people need counseling. They need resources. Our way of saying thank you today is our wooden Christmas ornament with our New Life logo on it, 2017. It's really beautiful. It is actually a beautiful ornament. Call us Help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.